Since the University of Oklahoma is a research institution and the library is a research library, you may not think of graphic novels as part of the collections here, but it is a growing segment. There are several books on graphic novels and how to use them as educators and librarians. For example, there is a book called Graphic Novels and Comic Books, edited by Kat Kahn, that contains a collection of essays on graphic novels. For those who are new to graphic novels, one essay is called What is a Graphic Novel? Another is called Graphic Novels Are the New Horizon for Top Authors. This might allow a new reader to start with an author she is already familiar with. Another article is called Reinventing the Book Club. This is interesting because a local book club that focuses on eclectic literature has chosen the graphic novel Stitches by David Small for this month's book. This is a memoir in the form of a graphic novel. Another memoir in graphic novel form is To Dance, a memoir by Sienna Cherson Siegel about the life of a ballerina. Another book of essays on the graphic novel called Graphic Novels and Comics in Libraries and Archives, Essays on Readers, Research, History, and Cataloging, has essays more focused on how these type of collections are developed. These essays might be of interest to librarians and library science students. One is called A Librarian's Guide to the History of Graphic Novels. Another is The Development of a School Library Graphic Novel Collection. Another written by a librarian right here at the University of Oklahoma is called So Many Options, So Little Money, Building a Selective Collection for the Academic Library. There are also guides for various age groups, including The Ultimate Teen Book Guide. That has a list of graphic novels for teens, as well as more traditional literature. Another is called The Librarian's Guide to Graphic Novels for Adults. Children are not left out, as the library also carries The Librarian's Guide to Graphic Novels for Children and Teens. Both of these books cover such topics as what are graphic novels and why should a library offer them, as well as how to promote and display them. There are also actual graphic novels to read in Bizzell's collection, including The Book of Genesis by R. Crumb, Benny and Penny in the Bog No-No, a Toon Book by Jeffrey Hayes, and Coraline by Craig P. Russell. There are many graphic novels to try at all age levels. For those interested in more recent scholarly work on the subject of graphic novels, OU Library subscribes to the database Underground and Independent Comics, Comics and Graphic Novels. This database focuses on adult comic books and graphic novels with over 75,000 pages of comics and graphic novels and over 25,000 pages of interviews, criticism, and journal articles. You can search by an artist or writer as well as browse the collection. There are several featured comics each month that can be read in their entirety. For example, this month's featured comic books include Frank by Jim Woodring and Cheech Wizard by Von Bode. So whether you are an avid reader of graphic novels or a novice whose interest is piqued, stop by the display on the first floor of Bizzell and see what OU Libraries has to offer you. If you have questions related to your research or our collections, please email us at librarian@ou.edu or call us at 405-325-4142.